Well, as we mentioned in our introduction, a big news down in the Naugatuck Valley with the introduction of what is known as MPATH, the Emergency Psychiatric Assessment, Treatment, and Healing Unit that is on the way to being developed at Griffin Hospital in Derby, thanks to $1 million gift from the Hewitt Foundation, which has enabled the establishment of this innovative, pioneering unit that addresses the growing demand for mental health crisis services and offers specialized help to Connecticut residents in desperate need of specialized care. We're going to have two conversations about this development. The first of which is happening this morning with Lindsay Slabaugh, who is a nurse and is the Griffin Hospital Emergency Department Director. She's also a master's candidate in science of nursing. And we're soon to be chatting with Dr. Maria Daw, who is the chair of the psychiatric department, as the other bookend in this conversation on this new and exciting development at Griffin Hospital. Lindsay, thanks for joining us, and thanks for tuning in and helping with this project.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So, as we talked a bit before we hit the microphone, your entire career really has been focused on emergency medicine, and rightfully so. You came up in this on a step-by-step basis. For the sake of the folks listening, just give them a quick little snapshot of your journey to where you are now at Griffin.
Yes, so I started my nursing career working in the ER at St. Vincent's 20-plus years ago. Started working as an emergency room tech and knew that this was my calling and my passion for emergency nursing. And once I graduated, I started working in the emergency department there. Worked through various roles from tech up through nurse, charge nurse, and nurse manager. And then have had a couple positions as a nursing director with various organizations throughout our state. After I joined Griffin about 2 years ago, and have been happy to be here ever since I joined the team.
Yeah, that's great. Were you, as a younger person, the one that always came running with the box of Band-Aids when somebody fell off their bike or anything? I mean, was this kind of in your DNA before you even decided to pursue a professional track in emergency medicine?
Absolutely. Both of my parents have medical careers. They were both respiratory therapists. So I was always the one that didn't run away from the action. I was there to stay in and help.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit as far back as you can in this story of establishing the MPATH unit at Griffin Hospital. Did it all start out of this issue that really is kind of happening nationwide, where the emergency departments have served a dual function as becoming a kind of de facto intake zone for mental health emergencies?
Absolutely. I think a lot of our healthcare in our nation right now is challenged, and post-COVID times, it's accelerated this fire that was already burning before COVID. People were struggling with resources in our community financially, access to healthcare. So the emergency department becomes the one place that's open and available for anybody to come any time of the day, regardless of your ability to pay or have insurance. And now we're seeing a lot more behavioral health, mental health needs from our community members. And this has existed for a long time in my career from what I've seen. But as our country and our states have changed, there's less resources for people in the community. So now we're seeing even more people present to the emergency department that are looking for some sort of psychiatric help.
So as we mentioned, we are going to be having another separate conversation about the implications on community mental health and the region's mental health as a result of having an advanced MPATH unit right in its midst. But from your perspective, it's fantastic that you're on with us now, because you can really help shine a light on a lot of what goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people probably don't know about but could afford to learn about. And I appreciate you being able to do that for us. So in terms of the general operation of an emergency department like Griffin, give us the lay of the land. What is it that you're seeing there in terms of the types of patients and cases that come through, you know, maybe compared to a more urban hospital like Bridgeport or Hartford Hospital or something like that, or a trauma unit like up in Waterbury, and proportion of the traffic that's coming through the doors that could get its best service in an emergency department like Griffin versus maybe could get better or more appropriate service at an empath unit.
So I think all emergency departments are seeing the same type of patients, regardless of our community. Sometimes financial struggles lead to more violence or more episodes of depression, anxiety, what our kids are feeling in schools. But I don't think any one community is unique to this because there's so much in our world that's creating stress that we're all carrying these extra burdens and weights on our shoulder. And so we're seeing a lot more people that are asking for help. I also believe that our younger teen, this new generation, is more open to asking for help, and they've been big advocates for therapy and resources. And so I think some of their ability to openly communicate their needs or their concerns or when they're struggling has helped lead this, take away the stigma that it's okay to seek care for behavioral health or mental health concerns.
Hmm. Well, that being said, from your perspective, not just at Griffin, but over the past decade, how often are you, for lack of a better term, screening a potential mental health issue when the individual may have actually come into the ER for something else?
Oh, well, I'd say at least once a day, somebody's coming in and asking, they're presenting for a medical complaint, but then in the course of conversation, they're also alluding that they're struggling with something else. And while they're here, they're asking to speak to one of our social workers or somebody that can help them. And as emergency room nurses, we're obligated to ask questions around safety for every patient that walks in our door. So that's our standard treatment, about asking if you feel safe. Are you safe at home? Are you safe in your relationships? Are you having any thoughts? Because we do have those resources, and it's a lot more prevalent in our communities these days that I think people want to acknowledge. So that's part of our duty and our obligation as the emergency room staff, is to make sure that we're asking our staff, our patients, those questions.
Mm. Do you think it's unusual for someone who comes through your doors after a car crash or a dog bite or a sprained ankle in a softball game to, through the proper interactions with the medical team, they are discovering or learning for the first time that they may need to also consider that they're having some sort of a mental health issue?
I wouldn't say it's usual or unusual. I would say it's a matter of us making them feel safe. That if we've done our job and we've created a safe environment for whatever their initial reason was for coming to visit, but we supported them in a caring and compassionate way and they felt safe here, sometimes taking down that wall, that it opens that opportunity for the patient to take down that wall and talk to us.
Mm. Well, let's shift the conversation to talk directly to the listeners in the greater Naugatuck Valley and those who might come to Griffin Hospital or others. If you could explain to people what the implications are if they are making their first choice when experiencing a potential mental health issue, what are the implications of them making an emergency room their first choice to go to?
I think an emergency room, we're here. We accept anybody that comes to our door. It's not our job to determine whether or not this is truly an emergency, because in that patient's eyes, this is we're their option. So we wouldn't want to deter anybody from seeking care here if they feel that we're the outlet. It's really challenging right now to find someone, if you're in a psychiatric emergency, to find somebody that's readily available for you. Sometimes there's wait lists. Sometimes your insurances only cover certain people, and it's hard to find that resource. And we've all heard far too often about somebody that felt they didn't have any options and then took their life. So I always, people try and they're trying their best. And this is what we tell our patients. You did what you could, but you felt like you needed more. So you came here, and that's what we're here for. And that's what makes this unit so exciting, is because it gives a special and a warm place for patients to come that feel like they are in their lowest, deepest, darkest moment, and that we were their only resource. And so we can give them this dignified care in a very compassionate and healing environment, and that's what's unique. Because other places, we have to prioritize safety, and so sometimes that safety can look very sterile and cold and not warm and fuzzy, like you want to feel when you're already sad or you're feeling down or you're stressed out.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm so proud and excited to be part of this, because when somebody's coming to me, I truly believe they felt they didn't have any other options at that moment in time.
So as you and your colleagues helped advise the process, as the dream of this empath suddenly moved into a new chapter with the reality of the $1 million gift from the Hewitt Foundation, what were a few of the most important things you will hope to see once the ribbon is cut and patients start getting diverted into the empath unit who are qualified or appropriate to do so?
Yes, so obviously safety comes first to me. I always wear my safety cap, and we want to make sure that we're providing a safe environment so that people can't get hurt or cause harm. But then we really want it to be a warm, human, person-centered, just caring, compassionate environment that's calming, it's healing, it's peaceful, and it allows people to find that quiet space and kind of quiet your thoughts and regroup and create a meditative feeling when you're over there. So a lot of times in that, and I talked about where it feels sterile, you're taking people's belongings, we're locking them up for safety reasons, but it's not dignified. And this approach to psychiatric treatment is a more dignified way of providing them care and in a healing and a safe environment together.
What are a few of the the comforts or features of the empath unit at Griffin Hospital that based on cutting edge psychiatric and mental health science, do you think are going to, make a huge difference to people that might otherwise just have that ER experience?
Yeah, so a lot of times your ER experience is a hallway or a closed room. So this is going to be a warm space that's going to have appropriate lighting. It'll be calming lighting. There's going to be guided imagery. We'll be able to have the opportunity to even start some therapy, some group sessions if possible in that unit. So it's really going to be very, very different from what a normal emergency room visit looked like for a behavioral care complaint.
Very good. As we close out the conversation with you this morning, Lindsay, where are we actually at in terms of the progress toward this empath unit being fully operational?
So we are under construction. I can't tell you the exact timeline, but we are fully into building the unit, and construction is underway.
Very good. And I do understand from the press release that support is still being sought from the public and corporates and other grant underwriters to complete and fully stock and staff this empath unit. So if folks are interested in learning more, certainly they can go to griffinhealth.org and speak with folks at the hospital to find out how you might be able to play a personal or a corporate corporate role or a philanthropic role in making Griffin's empath unit the best it can be. This empath unit represents a brand new approach in behavioral health care with a calming therapeutic space for patients in emotional crisis. And we're so pleased to begin a conversation to learn about it with Lindsay Slabaugh, who is a nurse and the Griffin Hospital Emergency Department Director. We'll be back in a couple weeks to speak with Dr. Maria Daw, the chair of the psychiatric department, to hear more specific information about this development in the Greater Nogatuck Valley. In the meantime, Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today.